You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Henat Baba. Photographer Andrea Lowe and writer Valerie Liu began featuring San Francisco Chinatown elders on their blog back in 2014. While talking to seniors about knit layers, they learned there were many layers to these elders' lives, and the blog led to the book Chinatown Pretty. It features photos and stories from senior Chinatown residents across North America, including San Francisco and Oakland. They've captured the beauty of these elders in their everyday styles, from dapper sweaters and slacks to big floral prints and sweatsuits. KALW's Janae Darden spoke with co-authors Andrea and Valerie.
So how did this project come about?
Yeah, Andrea and I would go on dim sum dates in Chinatown, and we both realized we had this same response to seeing an awesome outfit. And we both were like, who are these people? And like, where did they get their shoes? So it was born out of our desire to understand like how these seniors put their outfits together. And from there, clothes became a gateway to tell stories about their immigration, about what they did before they retired, and just how they lived their lives in Chinatown.
Right, yeah, Chinatown Pretty, it describes a style that we noticed first in San Francisco where we started the project. And it's this really fascinating patchwork of different patterns, colors, oftentimes really bold patterns like florals, mixed with handmade clothing, gifted clothing, new clothing. So there's a bunch of different eras. As well as a lot of utilitarian features. So this is all like in one outfit. So for example, you might see like seven layers, like a handmade sweater with a puffy jacket, a Supreme baseball cap, maybe gifted from their grandkids. It's this really fascinating mix, and it represents a lot of personal histories and cultural values.
I was interested too that a lot of people you interviewed, they make their clothes.
Yeah, working as a seamstress or in a clothing factory or as a tailor was a job that a lot of people had because it didn't necessarily require English. And so some of the people wore clothes that they made from leftover fabric or that their fellow colleagues had made for them. So it's about being resourceful and industrious.
I used to go to Chinatown. Me and my mother, we would shop in Oakland, Chinatown quite often. And I think sometimes we erase elders. We, you know, we invisibilize them. And I never really took the time to really notice, you know, what they had on.
Yeah, you kind of catch them in these moments that are, you know, in between. They might not actually have been dressed to, quote unquote, go out. They're just kind of running an errand. This is how they dress day to day.
Was it a challenge to get them to photograph these people? Because you're going up to people on the street like, hey, we're making a book. And were they thinking like, I just have on my smock and turtleneck?
That's probably the biggest challenge with this project is getting people to stop, right? These are really busy seniors. They're out there getting the best jujubes or bok choy while they're grocery shopping, and they have their city blinders on. We kind of have a process, kind of a dance down after 6 years of doing this. And so what we'll do is we'll take laps. If we see someone we really want to speak to, we'll kind of run out in front of them so that we can wave and say like, hey, like, how's it going? Oh my God, I love your hat. Or, you know, kind of point out something that we're interested in, and just trying to get them to stop is step one. After that, we ask them more about their hat and what they're up to. And then sometimes it evolves into like their life story. And then from there, we'll be like, hey, well, can we take your picture? We're doing this project. And we explain what Chinatown Pretty is and that our goal is to celebrate them, their lives, their outfits, their stories. And we lose people along the way. Some people will tell us their life story, but will not consent to a photo. Some people are happy to take a photo, but only have a few minutes before they have to board their bus. So yeah, each story, each photo is hard-earned.
There was so many interesting stories. I mean, the book is not just photos. Really compelling stories. One story that really struck me was a woman. She had long hair, and she said she felt young inside. And she was talking about being adopted, or she was in foster care, and she didn't know why her. Oh, here she goes. She's this lady, Miss Estelle Kelly. What are some stories that just stood out to you talking to these people?
Yeah, you were talking about Estelle, and she. We had a chance to you know, sit down and talk with her at length after the initial portrait. And she has a really fascinating life, like you mentioned, growing up in an orphanage and then becoming a dancer at one of the nightclubs in Chinatown, Forbidden City. And she stood out in a lot of ways to us because her story is so unique.
I think Estelle is a great story. And then there's also just little moments. For example, I think we titled her as Cool Cat in Oakland, Chinatown. But she kind of has like slick back hair and she's wearing this mustard vest. Mm-hmm. When we met her in Oakland, Chinatown, she was grocery shopping with her daughter. And, you know, her daughter was like, no, spoke on her mom's behalf, like, no, you cannot take a photo. We're not interested. And when her daughter went into shop, her mom kind of leaned up against the pole and gave us the coolest smug look. And we're just like, yeah, you can go ahead. And and so for that, we didn't get any stories from her, any details, but just the experience of her being like, you know, do it while my daughter's not looking. And her attitude just like radiated like coolness. She was such a cool cat.
Okay, so I'm going to ask a messy question. Which Chinatown is the best dressed? Ooh.
So we've been to quite a few Chinatowns, and I think San Francisco is where the heart of Chinatown pretty fashion is. And this is, you know, largely to the huge, you know, senior population that is still living and thriving and grocery shopping in San Francisco Chinatown. It's also really due to our weather. Because of the ever-shifting climates, you have to be prepared. And sometimes that means 9 layers. Sometimes it means a jacket, a fanny pack, a backpack. So more is more. More layers means just more interesting textures.
Yes, I'd have to agree on that. It's where we started the project. And yeah, I think that's where it has like the strongest, has the strongest flavor of Chinatown pretty.
That was photographer Andrea Lowe and writer Valerie Liu speaking with KALW's Janae Darden. Their book, Chinatown Pretty, is available in bookstores. We'll have links at KALW.org.